Day 2 of Dungeon Crawler World has officially concluded, and we're here to bring you all the best highlights from Earth's scrappiest crawlers. I'm your host, Kevin, and joining me as always are Degbarth and Shrek, veteran crawlers. First, I want to talk about this season's array of traps. We've seen a wide range of snares deployed already, both by crawlers against mobs and within the dungeon itself.
That's exactly right, Kevin. With just over 3.5 million crawlers still in the game, it's no surprise that a few got caught up in some of those snares.
That's right. Pretty hard to defend yourself when you're hanging upside down, or one of your arms is on fire because you stuck your hand into the wrong glory hole.
Oh, worse! If it gets blown off completely! That's exactly what happened to crawler 12,046, a middle-aged human named Jamie CA3. Let's watch the replay.
My leg! Oh,
do you think we'll be on it this time? We blew up half the dungeon. That's got to count for something, don't you think? My word, I'm so excited I could just wee.
What a divvy.
Actually, I do got a wee.
You gotta watch where you step. That's dungeon crawler 101.
Those teaser tiles are no joke. They look like regular floor tiles.
Carl! Carl! He's here! He's in the bathroom. The women's bathroom. The killer! The guy who killed Rebecca W.
What? I immediately saw the blue dot on my map. Right there. How? Surely I would have noticed it the moment I woke up. I'd gotten used to keeping one eye on the map and was always looking out for others. I mentally kicked myself as I rushed forward. I focused on the dot.
Crawler Frank Q.
That was him, all right. Come on. I pushed my way toward the side hallway with the bathrooms. We met in the hall, the man stepping out of the restroom, smiling apologetically. We came to a stop just a few feet away from one another. We just stared for a couple moments, sizing each other up. Donut stood between my legs. He was a tall man, lean, but not quite as tall as me. About 40. I pegged him as either military or a cop based on the way he carried himself. He was a white dude, and he hadn't shaved in a few days. Good looking, but not remarkably so. A Seahawks beanie covered what I guessed to be a bald head. He wore filthy, ripped jeans and a black t-shirt. He was also equipped with what appeared to be football shoulder pads, but they were made of glowing black metal, obviously enchanted. The shoulders were spiked. It wouldn't let me examine the properties. He wore heavy boots, which I eyed jealously. I assumed he had a gun hidden away somewhere. But I didn't see it now. Instead, he carried a massive battle axe over his shoulder. The iron, single-headed weapon looked well used. He also wore a belt with a line of throwing knives. I examined his properties as he did the same to me.
Crawler number 324,119. Frank Q. Level 8. Race, human. Class, not yet assigned.
He did not have any stars by his name, which meant he'd never killed a boss. But he had something else. 3 skulls. I knew exactly what the skulls were going to indicate even before I focused on them.
Crawler killer, x3.
I suddenly felt very cold.
Sorry, I didn't mean to startle your cat. That is a cat, right? I thought if I slept in the bathroom, nobody could sneak up on me. I didn't realize the bathrooms in the safe areas were different than the ones out in the hallways. Where are your pants and your shoes? Have you been walking barefoot this whole time?
Eww. He looked me up and down, alternating between me and the cat. A look of wry amusement.
Also, what's up with your name? Royal Bodyguard?
So you were asleep in there? In the women's room? He tilted his head, as if deciding whether he wanted to answer or not.
Yeah, I hadn't slept in over 24 hours. I found this safe room, dragged one of those cots in there, and I passed out. I must have been out for 12 hours straight. Yeah, it's stupid, I know.
If that was true, then he'd have been asleep when we'd arrived. Hadn't Donut used the bathroom? I couldn't remember. Carl. Donut, did you use the bathroom before we went to sleep? Donut.
I did not. I went in the hallway bathroom before we found this room.
I never saw your dot on the map.
You don't see the icons of sleeping crawlers. Have you ever seen someone outside of your party sleeping in a safe room? Their bodies become translucent. If you touch them, your hand moves right through them. Hey, are you from Seattle? I'm still pretty close to where I came in, but I haven't been able to find any staircases down to the second level.
You killed Rebecca W.
Holy shit. I thought that's what I heard. A talking cat. Oh, this fucking place. Did you know her? Rebecca Wong?
He admits it! The criminal has confessed. I'm gonna hit him with a magic missile.
Wait. I didn't... It's not what it looks like. I didn't have a choice.
We didn't know her. We just came across her body.
Look, I can explain. It wasn't just her. There were five of them. My partner got one, I got three. And you would not believe the thing that killed the fifth guy. It's a long story. Can you... put down your cat?
Put me down?
That's not what he meant, Donut. Chill. This was the first living human we'd run across. And I wanted to get his story. I didn't trust him as far as I could throw him. But I wanted to hear what he had to say first.
Put me down. We'll put you down, cretin.
Where's your partner?
She's dead. Shot.
Okay. Let's go to the other room. We're missing the show. We can talk in there.
Okay.